Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into this clip of South Philly Sauce. You can catch us twice a week in the NHL regular season on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Rasmus Ristolainen is a key figure to the point where I'm getting asked, like, going to Target about Rasmus Ristolainen and if the Flyers are going to keep him or not. I mean, every Flyers fan wants to know, but he's in trade talks every single year. But I feel like this year, more than ever, I don't think they should trade him. I fear it's going to be exactly like a Sean Walker situation last year where you see the play dip. I think it's too big of a drop off to risk for the asset you're going to get with Risto.
Yeah, I go to Target. They ask me if I know where the hardware stuff is. I
don't know. Oh, that's fair.
So there's a difference there.
I just don't think that's true. But anyways.
So, it's like, well, Risto, he got the, you know, the player award, I guess you would call it, the last game.
Yeah, the belt.
Yeah, because he was just so good, and he's been so good for so long. He's a real physical player, and he's learned to play within a system. I think Torts has been really good for him.
Mm-hmm.
I was of the opinion, like most people, that he made a lot of money and maybe he'd be good trade deadline.
Didn't live up to it.
You know, that kind of shot. And, you know, you're looking at a physical defenseman. Man, he'd be a huge ad for teams trying to win a Stanley Cup to have that. And I'm like, I don't think I'd do it anymore. I don't think so. I just think their defenseman is so hard to find. And you have the real strength here in this rebuild, to me, is the group strength of guys that play together really well as a team. And I don't know if you want to start pulling that apart with him. He's as low maintenance as you get.
Yeah.
Happy
to be here.
Covered him forever. It's like, I don't even know, 10 words maybe, if that.
Just shows up in place.
Hey, how are you doing? Good. Yep. Okay. Wind him up, send him out, and, you know, have, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
He's going to play.
No problems.
Like, no issues. You know, injury thing a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I think you have to think of Risto in terms of this whole rebuild of what you have. You know, you got to have to sign York. I still don't know about Drysdale, what's going on, but to have that physical element and very in control player now, doesn't go gallivanting outside of where he should be like he used to. So I'm 180 degrees from where I was, but I know that it's going to be tempting.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to, you know, this is a big, deep draft coming up. If there's a young centerman that they think they can maybe get out of this, but they got money coming off the books in the next couple of years. And I suppose they have to, like, look in the crystal ball and say, what's Risto going to be like in 2 years?
That's true. Yeah.
He had the injury, but other than that, I mean, it doesn't seem like it's been constant.
No, definitely
Target,
not.
But they want to know where the hardware is.
Well, I think when you think of what this defensive core will be with Rasmus Ristolainen out of it, I fear you don't quite know yet because you don't know about Jamie Drysdale yet. Like, you've seen the past month, we've seen him play really well, but you don't know what he is consistently. And I don't think you can take this apart until you know what Drysdale is.
Yeah. Well,
it's too big of a risk.
Well, you know one thing that he is, small.
Yeah.
and if they go in another direction with Andre, a defenseman they're going to bring up, that's also smallish.
Yeah. They don't make money like Risto.
Well, yeah, you don't make that size. So you look at Montreal's got a really cool young defenseman, Hudson, but he's small.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, I think you have to have a physical, I'm not talking about knuckle dragon physical. I'm
just
talking
a big
about
presence. Just,
yeah. And that's why I think, and even if Drysdale comes along, you're going to have some size there. York got bigger and it's worked out in the offseason, but he's not as physical as Risto can be, So that's where I'm worried about, you know, what you have coming up. You know, they have McDonald, they have a young kid coming up that's bigger. That may be the what you're more worried about. Like, can he play? Can he be the guy to take his place? But man, he seems like a a very comfortable fit now with Stahlhannon.
He does. And it's not like these young players are going to be plug and play right away. Yeah. It's going to be take some time to develop. So it's interesting. I think the organization will tell you where they are with this move. And especially as the Flyers stay in this, we look at the Metro and it's at the point of the season when we're going to be looking at these standings basically every week. And then in a month, we'll look at them every single day because it'll change drastically. But these next couple weeks are crucial for the Flyers. You have a matchup with Detroit, with Rangers, with Islanders.
Devils, yeah. Rangers, Devils. The Rangers all of a sudden look human again, like yeah. they can play.
Counted that out a month ago.
Yeah, and they didn't change the coach, made one move kind of, and goaltending now looks pretty good. The Devils, even though the Flyers beat them, that's a really good side. That's
their backup goaltender.
A really good team, yeah. You won't, you're not going to see that if those teams are now are jockeying for position. Mm-hmm. Look at the teams that they've run up against. I mean, Florida, Stanley Cup champion, just played terrific comeback.
Right there in it with Toronto. They're
right there. And now you get into this grind with the Metro, and that can be taxing. Mm-hmm. Then you see, especially when the games are close together, it's really, really emotional in the way those games play out.
Yes, and the Four Nations tournament coming up, so these games are jam-packed in a very tight schedule, which is a good and bad thing. You get a great break here in a couple of weeks, but it definitely makes the schedule even more crucial going into it.
Yeah, we saw it coming in. I mean, they've been kind of lucky that they haven't had one coming up, actual back-to-back, that night after night. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that really can kill you. However, I'd never like to complain about that if I was the Flyers or the Capitals or the Rangers or the Devils, because their back-to-back is, the Jersey Turnpike.
Yeah.
Very true. If you're in Winnipeg or Calgary or Dallas or that's a whole different gig going on out there. So much as you might want to think, oh, it's tough, I'm like, look around, man. You got a pretty good.